USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is putting the heat on the Senate to pass an elections transparency bill. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the Disclose Act will help get so-called dark money out of politics while closing campaign finance loopholes. He describes dark money as cash that flows in the shadows to influence elections. Analysis from the New York Times shows in 2020, Democrats spent $1.5 billion in dark money compared to roughly $900 million spent by Republicans. Tuesday, the Chicago Fire Department responded to an apparent explosion in a collapsed residential building in the south side of town. Several injuries were reported. A witness who lives across from the collapsed building, Otis Manning, explains to Fox News how he could hear it.
All of a sudden I heard a boom. It was like four times than what's called a bomb or whatever. And my heart was like almost out of my body.
Emergency supplies will soon be on their way to Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic following the devastation left by Hurricane Fiona. The relief will come in three phases, according to Global Empowerment Mission COO Emily Fulmer.
In the beginning, we focus on air freight to get things there very quickly. Ocean freight will be more palletized long-term goods that are needed from generators to water purification. And then in the long run, kind of during a third phase of recovery, we work on things like reconstruction efforts.
The numbers of how many people watched Queen Elizabeth's funeral in the UK are in. Peak viewership for Monday's funeral reached over 37 million viewers. Another 27 million people tuned in for the entire procession. Elizabeth's funeral was broadcast around the world, and it's estimated it was watched by 4 billion people. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee support a resolution that would force President Biden to hand over documents related to his son Hunter's foreign business deals. Committee member and ranking Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky tells Fox and Friends that despite this being a potentially difficult vote, he believes they have enough evidence to look into the matter.
What we have with Hunter Biden are facts. We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails, we've heard voice messages, we've seen texts that show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling all across the world with our adversaries.
As President Biden declares COVID-19 over, one company is following suit.
Coffee giant Starbucks says it is ending COVID sick pay for workers beginning the week of October 2nd. That means workers at roughly 9,000 of the company's locations will no longer have the benefit of extra time off if they contract the virus. Workers will now have to use sick and vacation pay if they have to isolate due to COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About a quarter of a million mourners filed past Queen Elizabeth's coffin to pay their respects as she laid in state. That estimate came out on Tuesday as the United Kingdom's official period of mourning has ended. The crowd stood for hours in a line that stretched for miles over 4.5 days, culminating in Monday's state funeral service. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. Raw.